I filmed it for as long as he could film it.
Yeah.
And that was so intense to me. I mean, it literally made me a little bit scared as a kid.
Before it blew, you could see from one angle the side of the mountain literally expulging out.
Yes.
And the movie that kind of replicates Mount St. Helens, although it's got a lot of Hollywood garbage in it, with Pierce Brosnan, I think it was just Volcano.
I think it was Volcano.
And it's got a very disingenuous, unauthentic, romantic relay. You can't tell a story. Tell us a story about a volcano that's going to blow up and what happens to people in the path. I don't want to know about his damn romance.
Right.
I don't care if he gets laid. I want to know. I want to watch the volcano explode. Hollywood style. Anyway, that was kind of based on the Mount Helens eruption.
As a kid, I remember that was really intense. And like you said, they knew it was coming, but still there were people that just weren't going to go anywhere. And literally watching it and watching that whole side of the mountain just fall away. That was pretty intense.
Wow, just got some great picks of the Blue Angels in action over West Montgomery.
Oh, good deal. They are practicing.
But the things they do, can you imagine? I mean, think of the size of the... I've met several of the Blue Angels. They have groupies that follow them.
Oh, I bet they do.
Women that want... That's what I want in a man. I want a guy who can fly a jet at 500 miles an hour 3 feet off the wing of another
upside
jet.
Upside down.
Yeah. They're amazing. But sadly, I forget what year it was. 70s?
Yeah.
No, maybe it was the 80s. They were doing a show in Vegas.
Yes.
And they all followed the lead pilot, and the lead pilot miscalculated on a dive, and they all plunged
one behind the other.
Nose first into the ground.
I think have done that as well.
But I think they have taken some steps to make sure that doesn't happen. Why is everybody calling us all of a sudden?
I don't know.
This is most unusual.
I don't know.
Darren, what can we do for you?
Oh, sir. Hey, that movie you were talking about, that's Dante's Inferno.
That's it. I knew it was in Volcano. Why didn't somebody stop me from being wrong?
My bad. I'll let you get right after.
Thank you for the call, Darren. I appreciate the correction.
Thank you, buddy.
Not really, but thank you.
Dante's Inferno.
Here's Clint Junior.
It was Dante's Peak.
Yeah. It's not a bad movie.
Inferno.
Except for the fake romance and the fat guy who's the boss who doesn't believe anything's going to happen. And
Volcano had Tommy Lee Jones.
Yeah,
that's
LA.
It. And that one's almost as dumb as...
That was awful.
Yeah, with Anne
Hesh.
But
it had the tar pits in it.
When? Yeah, it did. You're right. Cool. It did have the tar pits. You are absolutely correct on that. Okay. And it's actually, and thank you for the call, it's actually based on a true story of a volcano erupting in the middle of a farmer's field in Mexico. I think it was in the 50s or...
Really?
Sometime, yeah. He noticed little popping noises coming out of the ground. And they kept getting bigger and louder.
Yeah.
And this volcano mushroomed out of his farm.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But those are the things that can happen. Sometimes I feel like a volcano is going to erupt right here in the studio.
Sometimes I feel there is, too.
Especially when my keister start reaches a certain temperature. What could be making that happen? All right, Papa B.
Yeah. You're definitely on the Richter scale somewhere there, bud.
Yeah.
I mean, you're tilting it. I'd say it's a 3.0 right now, but...
3.0? Well, we don't use the Richter here. We use the
rectum
scale, and that's... if you want a really precise measurement.
You remember that movie... Or no, the event of Mount St. Helens, and I remember it well. And I remember those people, the stupid people, they're just staying right there. They know they're going to die.
I've lived in this house. I'm staying with this house. I'm not evacuating. And then about 20 minutes later, Mr. Standing His Ground is a crispy critter.
Yep.
This is the way it worked.
I always wondered, well, look, how long did it take them to die? What was their death like? Was it like... burning or...
I forget the term.
Combination.
I forget the term. Monoclast, whatever the cloud is that first comes down.
Pyroclastic cloud.
Thank you. That will incinerate you immediately.
Oh, no,
yeah, you don't linger around and suffer with that. You're
there's
dead.
There's nothing left of you.
No, there's, you're dead. That's it. But,
anyway, all right, guys.
Thanks for the inflammation.
Thanks, Papa B.
The rectum scale, that's what we use. Here's East of the Rockies.
What's up, East?
Hey. Congratulations, Eddie, on your news, man. I hope that works out well for you.
Thank you.
Look, Harry Truman, 80 years old. He was the guy that...
That's
crap,
right. I knew he had a name that was recognizable. Harry Truman was the guy's name.
Yeah.
Hey, I got a suggestion. Instead of having another meltdown this afternoon, why don't you play the clip of the lady that had a meltdown on the airplane?
I will do that, and Eddie will remind me to do that. Yes, okay, I will have that after the news. You know how I am already like 10 minutes late into the next hour.
Good show.
Later.
It's a good thing my boss lets me get away with murder, because I should be, they should be screaming at me for this.
For having such good radio?
Is that what this is? Thank you, Eddie. You're always a great lift for the spirits.
By the way, Kevin G called in and said that was a Thunderbird that crashed, not a Blue Angel.
I remember the Thunderbirds had a rash of them, but I think the Blue Angels had...
I think the Blue Angels did have one.
I want to say they'd lost all but one in one particular crash.
Yeah.
I do remember that.
It's a while back, and I don't recall the cause, but that would be a good episode of Air Disaster.
It really would be.
But it pretty much came down to following what the, because they have to at those speeds and at that proximity to each other. The lead pilot is in control of the show all the way.
Yep.
Unlike me, I have no control over the show, and I'm doing it. That's hard to do, folks. It really is. Want some opera news today? We could do that. We also, do we do Cash for Kidneys? Do we play that?
Not that I've heard.
I can't recall.
Is that something we could do now?
Well, we'd like to be able. I think you should be able to sell your kidney. Why not? If you're going to give life to somebody and you're going to give up your organ, it doesn't belong to the damn government.
There's your problem right there.
The government has no business regulating my kidneys.
They want to be everywhere you want to be.
And if I can help save somebody's life and they're willing to make a generous donation.
Right.
And given the abuse my body's taken, my kidney's got to be worth a freaking fortune. Just leave me the alone, okay? Government... You nosy, meddling a-holes. Ruin everything. Fortunately, Georgia Floors Direct is not run by the government. It's run by Jeff Mallinson, who has been part of its history for over 25 years, now the owner at Georgia Floors Direct. And what a team. What a team. The merry band of Floriers. Guys like Dustin, Jonathan, Q. Everybody I've sent over there that's worked with those guys comes back with rave reviews about how friendly the service is and how great the product offering is, with 300,000 square feet of all types and styles of flooring, mountains of carpeting, hundreds of room remnants, luxury vinyl plank flooring, hardwoods, laminates, choices galore in all price ranges, and they do the installation themselves. So it's all Georgia Floors Direct. Flooring destination since 1969, also known as the year the earth stood still. Head over there, drop in, and when you do, please mention you heard about him here on News Talk 93.1 and FNM with me, Greg Boudel. Okay?
Traffic is brought to you by Skipper Pools. Skipper Pools for weekly service, equipment and liner replacements, and a sparkling pool all year. 356-0237. Skip the rest. Call the best. Skipper Pools.
Got a new accident, 3000 block of East Boulevard. That's going to be just past Vaughn Road on your way over to Troy Highway, right near the Zaxby's. We've also got an accident on Troy Highway right near the Boulevard. Please watch out for emergency vehicles headed that way. Light to mostly moderate traffic all over. Busy on Taylor Road, I-65 and 85. All of our outbound arteries a bit busy this afternoon. Please use caution wherever you are, and we will keep you updated if any other accidents come your way to slow you down. Dunham State offers a wide range of scholarships to fund your education for students just like you. Unlock the potential at Trentham State. Apply at trenthamstate.edu. Wendell J. Skywatch Traffic.
Honey, wake up.
What?
I think something's burning.
I don't smell anything.
I'm gonna go check.
Each year, over 65,000 American homes suffer a fire due to an electrical problem. Is your home safe? You can't be sure unless you call Crosby Electric, your exclusive provider of CurrentSafe, the world's foremost home diagnostic system. Crosby Electric will send a specially trained electrician to your home. Using high-tech equipment, they'll check your hidden wiring, panel box, light switches, and electrical outlets to make sure your home is safe.
Well, it appears that we found the culprit. Faulty wiring.
Oh, I should have had it checked.
Just be thankful everyone's okay.
For an in-home, no-obligation assessment, visit CrosbyElectric.com. Don't just think it's safe. Know it's safe.
Now you'll be safe with Current Safe.
Do you or a loved one have leg pain? Are your legs feeling tired? Do you have heavy skin discoloration? Do you have leg wounds or varicose veins? Are your legs swelling or do they have spider veins? If you're experiencing any vein issues, contact the professional caring staff at Ivy Creek Vein Clinic. They can help. Call 334-514-3851. Ivy Creek Vein Clinic, located at 525 Hospital Drive, Suite B in Wetumpka.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness every Saturday at 10 a.m.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
April 5th is Go for Broke Day, a day set aside to fill your SUV with gasoline. And if you can't afford to do that, don't worry. Tomorrow is National Walk to Work Day. But for now, it's Go for Broke.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Merry Christmas.
What?
Well, you'll find out. Afternoon.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Israeli military has dismissed two officers and reprimanded three others for their roles in drone strikes in Gaza that killed seven aid workers on a food delivery mission. Only minimal damage reported after this morning's 4.8 magnitude earthquake that rattled New York City and most of the Northeast U.S. Some showers lingering as the cleanup begins following a major spring storm that brought heavy snow, rain, and high winds to the Northeast. Hundreds of thousands of homes and businesses still without power in Maine and New Hampshire. Well over a foot of snow reported in many parts of northern New England. Some areas getting closer to 2 feet. Stocks finished higher. The Dow up 307 points. The Nasdaq gained 199. And the S&P 500 added 57. This is SRN News.
And paid for by America First Tax Group. Attention, if you or your business is behind in filing your tax returns, or if you owe over $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, please listen carefully. The IRS does not joke around and will not stop their collection efforts. If you're tired of the IRS letters, levies, liens, or wage garnishments and would like to get a fresh start, we can help. Due to the financial hardships in the country, the IRS is making it easier than ever to settle tax problems for those who owe more than $10,000. We can help settle your delinquent tax problems, end all collections, and may even reduce your back taxes significantly. Even if you can't afford to pay your back taxes, you can still get the help you need. We've helped thousands of taxpayers just like you, but you must call 800-391-8718 today to stop your tax problem from getting worse. The information is free, and the help is real. Call 800-391-8718. That's 800-391-8718. Again, 800-391-8718.
Oh, what up, man?
How was the concert?
Sucked.
I mean, my buddies got busted for drinking in the parking lot. Santa's not bringing me anything this year.
Ah, don't worry about it, man. You always get a visit from something close. Who's that?
Yeah. Everybody gets something.
Everybody's been naughty. Everybody's got flaws. If you've been crossed on Santa's list, here comes Santa Claus.
There was a girl named Sheila. Had a man.
gonna dinner, but he had other plans. He said she was domineering, tried to take her diamond earrings, said that she was profiteering, soon he would be disappearing. She got mad, was on fire, took a knife, slashed his tires, pulled up on Richard Pryor. Santa said, you know, brother, qualifier, but you know what I say, everybody's getting something. He can. One day he had all he could handle, threw a fit and caused a scandal, broke his computer into shambles. The mess he made was quite substantial. Got fired, got arrested, got your outlaws repossessed. Santa said, man, you've been rejected, but you know what I say, everybody's getting something. Recreation. Brought me inside, made some cocoa. She served me pumpkin risotto. Santa walked in and said, that's a no-no. But you know what I say? Everybody's getting something.
Just a reminder, Christmas is a long way off, but Santa Claus will take care of you if you misbehave. Or something to that effect. Mm-hmm. Greg Goodell, Eddie Bader and Rosie Brock. Eddie's here till 5, right?
Yes, sir.
And we're going to be talking about some of the upcoming movies that you might be interested in with us, Murray, our movie maven, around 5:35 this afternoon. We've got to try and squeeze Jay Quillen in somewhere, too.
Has she had a comment, or has she seen the movie Dune, the new Dune movie?
Yes, and it's getting a lot of really positive reactions.
Most people I know have seen it, really liked it.
I'm not going to go see it.
Me neither.
It's not in my wheelhouse,
right.
But Miss Murray's especially talented, finding things, you know, the streaming services, you don't know what to pick.
There's too many options.
She's done a great job of turning us on to things that you may have overlooked. The big one for me was White Lotus. I had heard the name of it.
Heard a lot about that.
But nobody told me why I would like it. And when she did, I watched both seasons.
Is that right?
Weekend. Yeah, it was really good. Really well, really original, too. It was funny to see Plop from The Office in that show, too.
Plop.
In season one. Yeah. I'm going to post this, and I may get some people angry, but I really don't care. Well, I care, but I don't care. The Rock today says he's not going to vote for Joe Biden. You know what? Kiss my ass, Rock. Can you smell what the Greg is cooking today? You're behind. You're you have more money than God, dropped in your head 1,000 times, and your idiot lemmings, oh, I'm going to vote for whoever the Rock likes. Dive over the cliff with you. Now you don't want to vote for Joe? You should have known this 4 years ago, you moron. You overpriced. You know, let's see how you're doing another 15 years.
Hold on.
Can you smell what the Rock is cooking? Yeah, it smells like crap to me. I'm posting it. Should I?
Yes. Because it's...
It just destroys me that clowns like this, especially from Joey's wrestling world...
What? This is a, but
you gotta get past actually, those homoerotic feelings, man.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that. Anyway, Joey had said something a good bit, and it's very true. How long has it been? Probably about a month now that they've kind of released the hounds on Biden, and the folks are coming out and say the folks that have had his back for this whole time are now starting to come out.
Good.
I think this is all predetermined.
Yeah, it's orchestrated.
Yeah,
no doubt about it. We have to take a call.
All right.
When I see the name Annette on the board, that's a name that's close to my heart. And I think of peanut butter every time. Hi, Annette.
Hi, how are you guys today?
We're jitty.
I can tell. I want to go back to your cash for kidneys.
Yes.
And Uncle Sugar will get his percentage of it when I have to post the profit of selling my kidney on my taxes.
Oh, this is true.
Yeah. Well, if
the
they want...
The only question...
If they're new...
I have...
If they're looking for new sources of revenue, why not let people, if they're in good health and they've got a kidney they don't really need, what's wrong with selling your organ? No, I'm not talking about your wallet, sir. I'm talking about...
The only question is, do we put it on a Schedule D where they sell the sale of timber, or on a Schedule F for a farm?
That's a good question she's asking there, Eddie.
Well, what happens if I sell one of my kidneys? 10 years later, I need a kidney. And I need the government
your
to pay
SOL.
For it.
I don't think they'll take your kidney if they have doubts about the one you're going to be working on from that point forward.
What if, what if surgery puts me in a situation where I'm dependent on the government from here on out?
They have people that are known as kidney vetters.
Ah.
Who, you know, they know how to look, they know how to take your kidney and know whether or not you're a good candidate to sell yours.
Okay. All right, then.
I'm all for it. I think we should start immediately. And look at me. Look at me. I am the, I am a piece of science, friends. My liver's going to the Liver Hall of Fame. It sings like a symphony, considering all the abuse it took.
Yeah.
My liver levels are all normal.
Really?
Yes.
Cool.
Totally normal. No hardness, no anything.
That is cool.
You know, they do, the doctors know how to tap you. If you've been a chronic alcoholic or drug abuser, they can tap you over your liver and know if it's hard underneath there, which means it's starting to die.
Yeah, dying off.
Not me, though, man. You could bounce ping pong balls off my liver. And that,
the benefits of cleaning up your act.
Yes, you and that, you've been a delight today. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'll listen to you guys from now on. Bye-bye. Oh,
we like knowing that.
Thank you.
You build listening, Eddie. It's an important lesson. You build listeners one kidney at a time.
One kidney at a time.
That's right. Here is T.S.
Greg?
Yes?
You're cracking me up so much, I don't know when to laugh.
Oh.
This thing said, first of all, Eddie.
Yes, ma'am.
Your website, so I can check on that property you were talking about today.
Uh-huh. You can check me out. Easiest thing is just look me up on Facebook. And it's right
okay. Thank you.
No
and
problem.
Greg,
he's listed under hot men with real estate licenses. Okay.
Oh, stop it! You go to New Orleans too much, Greg.
But I don't drink there. I just eat there.
Man, the food.
And I work
you
it off
have
here.
Fun there, and that's all that matters.
Yeah.
When you feel like it, could you play some kind of Johnny Carson retro, please?
Sure. We'll find you something. Absolutely.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hey, speaking of that.
And we got to get that drunk passenger on, too.
I was driving the other day, and I didn't get to write down the interview you were talking about with Carson.
Yes.
When he just wasn't himself, and I really...
Oh, Eddie, it's shocking. It was what we talked about with Mark Robert.
Yeah.
And there are clips. Did I post the link? On America's Untold Stories, they've come up with a clip of... Jim Garrison, the DA, featured in JFK, on Johnny Carson, talking about the case he's pursuing. And Johnny Carson is a different person, completely
really
in this interview. Very adversarial. Johnny was great with guests because he was always curious.
Right.
Wasn't giving you an opinion. He treated Garrison like crap, and he was told to do that.
That's what got my attention when you said that. Because we watched Carson, and we've known him for a while and see how he acts. But you said you could tell that he was forced to have him on the show.
Absolutely forced. You could tell he looks like the adult version of a coup won't have his green beans.
Now, I'm going to watch that this weekend.
You should. America's Untold Stories. That's a good metaphor, isn't it?
No.
All right. The evaluation team has spoken. It sucks. When life hits you with a crisis... Let me learn you something, friends. Take it from somebody who's made all the mistakes and survived. When life hits you with a crisis, like a divorce, or somebody coming back from the past wanting more, or changing the rules about which you get to share your children, those are the kinds of things that can turn you upside down. Don't let that happen to you. Yeah, it's serious stuff. Serious stuff belongs in the hands of people who can take care of serious situations. That's Dana Delk and Jacqueline Tomlinson from Delk and Tomlinson Attorneys at Law. Family lawyers. Learning to turn it over and trusting the people you turn it over to is one of life's great mysteries. Solved for you. Because when you give the job to them and you don't manage it, you're free to focus on yourself moving forward. So you can come out on the other side of whatever the situation is, whole and not drowning in bad habits. And you know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Those things don't work. They just don't. Some sooner than others, but they don't work. They also handle adoptions, all matters of family law. You can read the entire menu by visiting them online at thealabamafamilylawyers.com. Or for a consultation on your situation, reach out at 819-4810. 819-4810 for Delk and Tomlinson, Attorneys at Law.
A representation is made that the quality of legal services performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Traffic time, Rich's forecast coming up.
We have a new accident, I-85 northbound at the ramp to Arba Street. The vehicles are off on the right at the ramp. Please watch out for them. Still seeing a tremendous backup in traffic. This is going to be out at Troy Highway and the Boulevard. If you're coming up from Woodley Road towards the Troy Highway, seeing a big backup in traffic there, as well as inbound on Troy Highway. Traffic's backed up past Virginia Loop Road. They call this a minor accident, but for some reason, they're having a lot of congestion there this afternoon. Everywhere else, light to mostly moderate traffic. Buckle up and drive carefully. We will keep you updated. So much going on at Festival Plaza. Stop by World Finance, River Region Ballet, and more. Festival Plaza, Taylor Ivana, Collier's Managed Development. Wendell J., Skywatch Traffic.
Hey, quick reminder, on my Facebook page, you'll find the Duncan and Son Predictathon for the NCAA semifinal game. Final Four, Alabama's there, yeah, playing UConn.
They are.
Now, I know basketball doesn't necessarily lend itself to predictions. Some might think it does. They're the ones that are always in debt for gambling. But go ahead and take one, because if you come up with the exact precise outcome of that game tomorrow, yeah, you win 300 Dunkin' dollars that you can use for anything your car needs, anytime your car needs it. It's really a great deal. Takes just a couple of seconds. And just go with your instinct.
Yeah. You got nothing to lose.
The key to winning the Duncan and Son Predictathons, from the people who have, they tell me, I went there and I didn't think. I just put. Mm-hmm. So put your score down. It's on my Facebook page, Greg Budell. Easy to find. You have to be a friend or a follower. Just do it. Although your friend requests and following is always appreciated. And don't forget Don Duncan All-American Auto and Tire for all your car's automotive needs. Wholesale price tires, top-notch technicians and diagnostics in three locations, Mount Duncan and Millbrook. Downtown at 408 Madison and Bell Road, just north of Vaughan.
Make 2024 the year you break away from the chain stores and join us here at Adams Drugs. We value your business and want to provide you the best customer service at the lowest possible price. We've been serving up excellent customer service here in the River Region for over 62 years.
I made the swap to Adams Drugs and I couldn't be happier. Having a job and then getting three kids to all of their activities keeps me busy. I don't have an hour to waste waiting on a prescription. At Adams, they know me and my family. I get in and out in minutes, and when I can't get by Adams, they'll bring the prescription right to my door.
What are you waiting for? Come in to Adams Drugs and let us earn your business. Our friendly and personal staff will talk with you and answer any questions you may have about your prescriptions. Your satisfaction is our number one goal. Visit us at AdamsDrugs.net for the location nearest to you. Adams Drugs is your local independent Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
This is Johnny from Sinclair's on Vaughan Road. We've been in business almost 30 years.
Sinclair's East, Vaughan at Taylor.
I think if you hadn't tried us, you should give us a try. We've got a great menu, offered anything from chicken fingers, wings, salads, fajitas. At lunchtime, we do great country lunch with different vegetables and different meats every day.
Sinclair's, where you get great sandwiches and our daily meat and three special at lunch, two great pasta, chicken, steaks, and seafood for dinner.
Our most popular items are, we got a soup called She Crab Soup, which is extremely popular. We've got a bunch of pasta dishes, which people love. Mediterranean chicken is my favorite.
Sinclair's.
We do live music, light stuff on Wednesdays and Thursdays, and then on Fridays and Saturdays, maybe three-piece bands or four-piece bands.
Come see why Sinclair's has seen lesser restaurants come and go over the years. Johnny Sullivan Sinclair's at the corner of Vaughn and Taylor. Find them on Facebook at Sinclair's East. Google search Sinclair's Restaurant. Sinclair's.
Medical Outreach Ministries is a free healthcare clinic providing primary and specialty care for uninsured, low-income adults in our area. MOM sees almost 1,000 patients annually who are attended to by volunteers, including physicians, nurses, and pharmacists. Please call 334-281-8008 or visit momclinic.org to learn how you might qualify for our services, volunteer, or donate to this vital community service.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Today is April 5th, Read a Roadmap Day. It's a day to shun GPS systems and find your way with a good old-fashioned roadmap. I don't have any roadmaps in the car. Oh, not to worry. Find me the nearest roadmap store.
Calculating.
Have a great Read a Roadmap Day.
Turn right in 3.5 miles.
We had, and she's just such an incredible woman, Pamela from AMS Studios in Prattville on this morning. By the way, AMS Studios in Prattville brings you the Miss Murray Movie Moment, which is coming up next hour at 5:35, talking about some of the films that will be in release or may have just come out this weekend and some recommendations from her. But she sidekicked for the first time Monday and came back today, and she was really, really great.
Good deal.
She's super intelligent. She's got a personality to die for. She brings, you know, you've been doing this a long time yourself, Eddie. It's studio karma.
Yeah.
And when you got the right ingredients going, it just clicks.
Great. It does.
And she brought that to the table today big time.
It's good to hear.
At 4:32, as we get ready to join Mr. Right on the Money, where's my cash register?
There we go.
Brant McDonald from Invista Advisors on at 4:32. Hey, Brant.
Hey, Greg. How are you, man?
I'm jitty in spite of, I know what you're going to talk about, very aggravating, once again, a big pile of lies from the administration. I'm eager for your take on today's activity.
Yeah, so, you know, we called in this morning. We talked about those jobs numbers. They were red hot. I mean, they were much, much stronger than was expected. But the interesting thing about it is, the vast majority of these jobs are coming from the government, but then also healthcare, the healthcare industry. And, you know, typically when you're looking at jobs, you want to kind of look past that and look at the private sector, the true private sector, small businesses, real jobs. And those numbers, they were a little bit ahead of expectations, but not by much. So, essentially, if you connect the dots here, I mean, all we've got is a scenario where the government's borrowing all this money, they're pumping it out there. We know government contracts with healthcare facilities, Medicare, et cetera, they are greasing the tracks for these jobs numbers. Wages are also beginning to pick up again, which is real troublesome for the Fed. So here's the situation: you look at something which is the absolute standard for how to monitor whether or not things are good or bad in the world. And gold, on a day like today, if you have a really great economy and you have a tremendously great jobs picture, this would be a day that gold would get absolutely hammered.
Uh-huh.
But no, it exploded higher. Gold exploded higher. It's been doing this for the last many, many days. It is on a very historic breakout, not just gold, but now silver is following it. On top of that, you look at commodities, you look at crude oil, the energy stocks, they're all exploding higher as well. And so this is just, as I've said, this is a very, very fascinating time, because in an environment like this, the very last thing you're supposed to do is to cut interest rates. But yet, Fed Chairman Powell continues to say that they're going to cut rates in June. And as I've said for many weeks, been reporting on this with you, this is politics. You're not going to read about this stuff anywhere. This is what's going on. And this is why I've said there's this huge battle royale that's been going on between the Fed, the Treasury Department, the White House. And it appears to me that this Federal Reserve is probably game, set, match. They've lost control of the situation. The truth be told, they're not really probably close to what we would call a neutral rate. As a matter of fact, given what we're seeing happen in the commodities market, things that are very inflation sensitive, strong indicators, given all of that, the next move by the Fed probably is another rate hike, but yet they're going to cut rates. So get ready, because if they actually follow through with this and go towards QE, which they probably will end up doing, because the banks are going to be in trouble if they don't. Obviously, Biden needs it. But it's really, too, also about... It's also about these banks, man. And so you could really be looking at, and I fear we may be looking at the first inning, maybe possibly the second, of the 1970 scenario. Ugh. Where we have runaway inflation, and that's not going to be good.
You know, I've lived through that once. I would like to not have to do it again, Brent. But the way these people operate...
I think no, go ahead.
I mean, it's like you have to work in almost like a sniper's nest, because there's always another thing that this alleged leadership is throwing at us that you've got to keep an eye out for to protect our money. You must feel like your feet are on wheels.
It's a constant process of always sort of triangulating where we're going to be 6 months, 12 months, 18 months down the road. And obviously, we talked about this a lot, whether it's geopolitical stuff, fiscal policy in Washington, legislative policy coming out of Washington, and then obviously the big one with the Federal Reserve and monetary policy, money supply and all of that. But I've been saying now for months that this is a real nasty witch's brew, and we are right slap in the middle of it. I'm telling you right now, gold does not, I mean, people don't understand and realize. I get phone calls, people talk about, the stock market's doing well. Forget about the stock market, man. Gold is killing the stock market. Gold is absolutely smoking the stock market.
Yeah.
This is not supposed to happen, you know, if things are so great and all this kind of stuff. I mean, it's because the Fed is about to do something because they have to. Under the political duress of the White House, but also because of the incredible pressure that banks are under right now. So the Fed's going to probably end up caving, or at least it appears that way. And so all the metals, all the commodity names are just ripping. I mean, ripping higher. And those sectors are sectors that are traded worldwide, man, and they do not lie. So,
right.
Anyway.
We so appreciate your take and for joining us this morning when those numbers came out, so we had an immediate grip on what they actually meant.
Absolutely. And we look forward to calling in this morning. And obviously, as I told you, I wanted to touch base this afternoon as we close out the week. Monday should be interesting because there's going to be the follow-on trading as a result of these jobs numbers and what's been going on around the world and all the things that I've just talked about. But then also, Greg, we get the CPI report next week, so we'll be teeing that up and talking about that. That's going to be a really, really big report, obviously, with a significant upward bias above the estimates,
yes,
which probably kicks this into a hyperdrive. But in the meantime, it's beautiful outside. Y'all have a great weekend. Enjoy your weekend, okay?
You know what just made my weekend even better, Brent? Besides talking to you, I just looked at my account. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Alrighty, my friend. Have a great weekend yourself.
The opinions voiced in this material are for general information only and are not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual. All performance referenced is historical and is no guarantee of future results. All indices are unmanaged and may not be invested into directly. The opinions expressed in this material do not necessarily reflect the views of LPL Financial. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advice is offered through Invista Advisors, registered investment advisor and separate entity from LPL Financial.
You heard me talk about Jack Ingram Select, John Ingram at Jack Ingram Motors, the family dealership. Yeah, the three Ingrams are there and they're still very active and involved, making sure that you have the best selection of cars available under 20,000, including a couple under 10, including one under 9. And they all have one thing in common: to qualify for the Jack Ingram Select program, they have to be vehicles that have been thoroughly vetted. Under the hood, 84 different points under the hood that have to meet factory specs. Has to pass the Carfax vehicle history report. They don't send it for that engine checkup unless it does that. Then on top of that, they offer these vehicles with warranties, Nissan Certified Select program, in addition to other protections like roadside assistance and even rental car reimbursement. Just so you know, they've done everything they can to put cars on the floor that are going to deliver thousands of reliable driving miles. And there's a couple of beauties here. I'm checking the category between 10 and 20. And for $18,467, they got a 2016 Cascada Premium Buick.
Good-looking car.
I got news for you. That is not Daddy's Buick.
No, that's a convertible. That's a hot-looking ride right
there.
Oh,
it is. It absolutely is. They will get you done. 25 lending partners. How about this Corvette?
Ooh, Greg Budell.
Look at that. It's a 99, but it's only got 64,000 miles on it.
64,000 miles. Holy cow.
Yeah. It was driven about 2,500 miles a year.
Ooh, six-speed manual, too. I love that.
Yes. It's a manual transmission, and if you're going to own a Corvette, that's the way
that's
you should.
That's the way to do it, baby.
You're not kidding. And a beautiful 2019 Chevy Malibu, among others. I mean, a couple of Malibus there.
Yeah.
You got a great selection of sedans, SUVs, convertible sports cars, and more all under one roof at Jack Ingram Select. Visit jackingramselect.com. And don't forget, the Ingram family has brand new Nissans, Mercedes-Benz, Porsches, Volkswagen, Volvos, and Audi for you to buy over there on the boulevard. Everything available under jackingram.com. As we hit the traffic dungeon at 442.
We got some accidents to tell you about. If you are coming through the interchange at Arba Street, we've got an accident there off on the right. Fire trucks on the scene, and we believe that ramp is closed at the moment. You may have to take an alternate route there. We also had an accident earlier, Troy Highway at the Boulevard. We're beginning to see traffic moving a little bit better there, but we still have a tremendous backup on the East Boulevard coming up from Woodley to Troy Highway. And we've got an accident on Alabama 126 at Wares Ferry Road. That's right near I-85 as you're heading out towards Wall on Wares Ferry. Please use caution there. Busy all over the area this afternoon. At McKenna Toyota, financing's as low as 2.9%. The inventory's rising on Camrys, Corollas, 4Runners, and more. Worth a drive to McKenna Toyota, exit 212 off I-65 in Clanton. Wendell Jace, Skywatch Traffic.
News is brought to you by Budget Floors and More, your new best friend.
1819 News.
The Alabama Department of Transportation has suddenly halted the work going on down in Mobile. The bridge project that is meant to alleviate traffic between Mobile and Baldwin counties has been temporarily stopped in order to evaluate rising construction costs that could put the project over its $2.5 billion budget. The project will be stopped for 60 days while ALDOT determines any further cost savings as well as securing federal funding. The bridge collapse that occurred in Baltimore earlier this week, along with Joe Biden pledging a full rebuild with federal money, has created concerns that this South Alabama project will be sidelined from receiving the promised federal money. I'll be back with more Alabama stories after this.
Some of the greatest blessings is just having people that care about you, to have someone that's just going to love you and make you feel important. They encourage you to be in church. They encourage you to be in prayer. They encourage you to be in your Bible. Now it's a part of my day every day. My house parents planted seeds in me that you can see where those seeds have sprouted in my life and helped change my life.
Big Oak Ranch, a Christian home for children needing a chance.
The former director of the Mobile County 911 is found guilty of a DUI that occurred last summer. Charlie McNichol was arrested in Summerdale for driving under the influence. He was sentenced this week to a 12-month suspended sentence and 24 months of probation, as well as a $600 fine. Birmingham police are investigating the human remains found in a burned-out shed. Fire crews responded to the fire earlier this week. The woman's body was found within the debris, and it's yet to be determined if she was already dead or perished in that fire. A woman in Huntsville was charged this week with embezzlement along with traffic violations. 37-year-old Lily Lacey was charged with first-degree theft of property as well as embezzling from a financial institution. I'm Andrea Tice.
For more news affecting Alabamians, go to 1819news.com. And while you're there, subscribe to the daily newsletter.
For the lowest prices around on flooring and DIY flooring installation supplies, Budget Floors & More is your new best friend. Luxury vinyl plank, carpet, ceramic tile, floor installation supplies, and more with prices lower than the big box stores. Budget Floors & More, Hunter Lane, across from Del Rey to Publix.
This is Eddie Bader from eXp Realty. You know me from co-hosting News and Views with Joey Clark for the past several years. Are you looking for a real estate agent that will go above and beyond to help you find your dream home? Look no further than Hannah Grantham and myself. Hannah and I have the knowledge and experience in the Tri-County area to guide you through the home buying process as easy and smooth as possible. Our attention to detail and dedication to our clients ensures that you will always receive the highest level of service. Don't settle for anything less than the best. Call Hannah and Eddie today, 334-368-6358.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
AC by Luke Choir is celebrating 40 years in business with their Spring into Comfort sale. Visit acbythechoir.com to save up to $1,800 on a new carrier system or get special financing for up to 60 months. Turn to the experts at AC by Luke Choir, celebrating 40 years of being the River Region's company of choice. That's AC by Luke Choir.
Sounds like a job for AC by Luke Choir.
License 84417.
For too long, Alabama's statewide news companies have shamed us for our conservative Christian values. Alabama deserves a news company that cherishes our culture, a company that isn't bought and paid for by the powers that be. 1819 News is that company. Run by Alabamians for Alabamians, 1819 News celebrates what is good and beautiful about our state while exposing those who work against our values in secret. Just go to 1819news.com to learn more. Subscribe to our newsletter. That's 1819news.com.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpets, where you will find a complete line of Mohawk carpet with exceptionally clean, smart strand fiber. It's always available and ready to be installed. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. Our temperatures are still running way below normal, but it's a good weekend forecast. Clear skies. Quite cold for early April tonight. Low temperature 38 by dawn. Tomorrow, mostly sunny. A pretty nice day with a high around 71 for Saturday. More sun, upper 70s on Sunday. Then on Eclipse Monday. Unfortunately, I'm not optimistic about the cloud cover situation for viewing the eclipse Monday afternoon. Widely scattered showers possible. High 79. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Web Bobo with Capital Tractor. Check out our special spring savings on Kubota zero-turn mowers, like the Kubota Z411. At 10 miles an hour, it makes cutting around bushes, beds, and trees a breeze. Powering Alabama. Capital Tractor, Montgomery, Brundage, and Greenville.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's April 5th, the greatest day ever. On the 5th of April, 1859, naturalist Charles Darwin sends his publishers the first three chapters of Origin of Species. What most people didn't know was that the pages were blank, and over the next 10 million years, they will evolve into a whole book. Have a great April 5th, the greatest day ever.
News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. Friday afternoon, and we do take requests on Friday if one of our bets or classics is something you would like to hear to brighten your day, besides the great job Rich Thomas has done preparing us for air show weekend with fantastic freaking weather.
You ain't kidding, man.
And I'll tell you what, a lot of people have had their own air show the last couple of days, too.
Yeah,
on the west side,
lots of people.
With the Angels practicing and so forth.
We even took a call when a guy was trying to describe it as they were flying over. So it was like we were right there.
Yeah. I mean, it is... And it never gets old. That is something you can look at over and over and over again and just never get tired of it. In fact, I'm printing my credentials now.
I see that.
Yeesh. We had a request from East, though, to share something we played this morning. And that is yet another. It's a weekly or sometimes even a daily event when some a-hole gets too much booze, gets on a plane and starts to act out. And this time again, this is not the exclusive domain of idiotic drunken men. Women are getting just as bad. And in the interest of equal time, we have one right here. And then, to add insult to injury, she told one of the other the passengers that was heckling her, "Shut up, Richard Gere. Listen to this."
Hey, record.
We see you hit him.
Yeah, that's assault.
Yeah, just assaulted an officer.
Shut up, Richard Gere.
This is why I haven't been on a plane in 13 years. And I used to I've flown over 500,000 miles in my life easily.
My son and daughter-in-law are flying to California today. Ooh. And he texted me a while ago. They're flying to Vegas, then Vegas to California. Their plane is already so late. They are flying them instead of Vegas. They're going to Chicago now. They're automatically being diverted to Chicago Airport.
Oh man!
So he texts me from Chicago Airport. It just keeps getting worse and worse. This is why I'm not a big fan of flying either. And I hate it. I love to travel. Yeah. So when we fly now, it is a flat out one stop. We stop at Atlanta and then we're to our destination.
Again, from the soul of my honesty, would I like to be a few years younger than I am? Sure, who wouldn't? But living at the time I did,
yeah.
I got to enjoy, I'll never forget, my mother and I were engaged in full contact Yahtzee in the basement. We used to sit around on weekends and drive my father nuts, smoking cigarettes and rattling the dice and just having laughs galore. And we used to play the whole score pad at once, not just
really?
One game at a time. We'd play all six at once.
Let go.
And I've got a flight that's leaving Midway Airport at 6:05, and we live 2 miles from the airport. It's 5:30. It's 5:35. The dice are still rattling. Yahtzee is still being shouted. And, you know, this would be a good magazine column.
It would be. It's a good memory, too.
Yahtzee. Yeah. I'm not exaggerating. My father's head's going to explode because he's looking at the clock.
Oh,
he knows what time my flight takes off, and it's not easy to get to Midway Airport any day. And here we are, cheating time. We finish the game, run to the car, get to the airport. And in those days, you showed your ticket,
yeah,
your ID, and they stuck the wand up your butt for a couple of seconds, and if it didn't make any noise, you went on. I made that flight. I made that flight within a 25-minute window from my mom's house.
How hard did you run?
I just took a brisk
run. Really?
Yeah. But that's the way it was. And, of course, that ended forever because the government solution to fixing or preventing another 9/11 is to treat everybody like a terrorist, except the people that look like terrorists. Those, we don't want to hurt their feelings.
I've never understood it.
So just let them go through.
Yep.
Yeah, let's stick a wand up Grandma's hoop skirt and see what she's hiding in there.
And that's the thing, man. We've seen them from flying. We've seen them absolutely take the wrong people out of line. And honestly, it seems like the older and more feeble they are, the more they're going to bring them out of line. I can't stand
Well, they don't want the older people around anyway because they're a drain. They're blocking,
I guess so.
They're blocking some young Gen Z from something. I'm not sure what. But in Israel, they still do it the smart way.
Yeah.
They look for signs that somebody may be up to something, and they go with that.
Mm-hmm. What's wrong with that?
Nothing. But, again, we don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
It hurt mine and yours every day. Rosie's, too.
Yeah.
They don't care about us.
You are so right with that.
They can't wait for us to go extinct, as a matter of fact. Eddie, anything else you want to mention about your new realty venture? And
I'm just looking forward to it. Like I said, if you guys are thinking about new construction, give us a call now. We're really working a lot with new builders. A lot of people now, there's not a lot on the market-wise, so they're saying, you know what, instead of waiting for something to come on the market, I'll build it ourselves. So give us a call. We can certainly help you guys with that. I'm looking forward to it. I will get Forest Meadows in here in a week or two, and we'll have...
What kind of price range are the new places going to be built in?
It depends on your neighborhood, but most, your average house in Montgomery right now, in Montgomery Tri-County area, starter home is about $230
okay.
for a starter home, which is, I'll be honest, man, that's kind of steep for new home buyers.
Yeah, but...
Isn't the average nationwide, though, around four something?
Around four, yeah. Alabama still has the, well, we have the number one cheapest property taxes in the
this
United
is true.
States.
Yeah, you get a break there.
Yeah, we do. But there are some changes coming in real estate, folks. So, again, if you're
Are you working
about,
with the new number or the old number?
My number works all the time.
322-0662.
And if you're thinking about selling your house or you're thinking about buying a house, like I said, there's changes coming, give us a call. We'd love to just sit down and talk to you. And if we're the right choice for you, we'd love to work with you.
I wouldn't say you're better with Bader if you weren't better with Bader.
This is very true.
Who's this?
Master Thespian.
Master Thespian.
Oh, well, let's give a big Warhawk welcome to Master Thespian.
Yahtzee!
Yahtzee!
your story sparked a memory. My dear, sweet, sainted mother loved playing Yahtzee. We would be on camping trips, and she would take us out. She was ruthless. She would cheat. But she loved playing Yahtzee. It was great. It was great.
The funniest moment in all the... God, we must have played hundreds of games.
Oh, yeah.
My mother is going for it. And all she needs is the Yahtzee,
yeah.
right?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
she's on her last throw in the game, there's three ones and a couple of other dice. So she's three-fifths of the way to yeah. the magic land of Yahtzee.
Right.
She takes them, shakes them again, and neither one of them was a one.
Mm-mm.
And I swear to God, her last throw, she takes the dice... They roll on the table, and she stands up and yells, "A-holes arise!" Except she said the whole word. "A-holes arise!" I got my attempt. Mom! You're not supposed to yeah. talk like that. Because I guess a dice with the one up is, looks like whatever.
Yeah, right, right.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
unfortunately... Even with that body English and yeah. that passionate language, it did not turn into snake
oh.
eyes. So I won.
Oh, well. Yeah, that's Yahtzee for you.
Yeah.
Right. Anyway,
it can break your
yeah,
heart.
You should, yeah. yeah, you should write that as a column.
For I like it. Great for Mother's Day, too, because tell a mom's
yeah.
story.
Yeah. All right. Well, y'all take care.
Thank you, Master Thespian. We'll see you Tuesday, right?
Yes, sir.
5 to 6.
Sounds good.
We have had some great... sidekicks go out of the show. And again, I want to mention Pamela from AMS Studios in Prattville. Thank you for joining us Monday and this morning. You were the chemistry you brought to the room was fantastic, and she's bright, intelligent. That's a great business, by the way. Speaking of Mother's Day, AMS-studios.com, all kinds of wonderful things there that the lady in your life will absolutely love. Good stuff for guys, too. Eddie. Thank you so much.
Thank you, guys. Y'all have a great weekend. We'll see you guys next week.
Congrats on the new venture.
Thank you, brother.
All righty. And for other guys who are going into this weekend, maybe moping, feeling down about situations like erectile dysfunction or low testosterone, don't deny it. Don't put it off. Don't be ashamed about it. It's very common, more than you even dare to realize. It's not something you want to wait to get fixed either. I hate going to the doctor, but Montgomery Men's Health is... not that kind of doctor's place. It's a medical facility, yes, with practicing urologists, but it's created to take care of guys like us who have these issues develop from time to time. Like I said, it's very common. The realities are pills often quit working. And that doesn't mean the end of the game is here. You just need to try something different, and they have multiple options at Montgomery Men's Health. It's gotten so bad that studies... have found out that men will be more irritable and argumentative before bed just to avoid failing at intimacy. No motivation, lack of energy, always tired, perhaps you're seeing unwanted weight gain. And you help you lose weight at Montgomery Men's Health, too. Loss of muscle mass, even